Hello, thank you for listening to Advanced Studio Classroom. My name is Brandon. Today we begin our technology article, and it's a new month. It's February 1st, and we hope you had a good first month of the year, 2018. We're moving into the second month, and we're talking about the future. So that's a good topic for a new month. And in the studio with me, I have two panelists. First, welcome Linda.
Hello, I am glad to be here.
All right, and we have Josh with us.
Hello, everyone. Glad to be back talking about technology.
Yes, and the title of our article is The Face of the Future. So obviously we're talking about something new. And what are we talking about here in this first article, Josh?
Well, here we're talking about using your face to unlock your iPhone.
Wow, that's interesting. You know, I do have an iPhone, but I can't use my face to unlock it because I don't have the newest iPhone. That's kind of sad, I guess. It's okay. I can wait. Maybe I'll wait until, you know, the iPhone 12 or 13 comes out or whatever they'll call it, and then I'll get the iPhone 10 at a cheaper rate. Anyway, it is something to think about, unlocking your phone with your face. Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? Well, we will discuss all of that here on today's program. We'll also be discussing this tomorrow. On the third day, we switch gears a little bit. Still in the world of technology, we're going to be talking about Bitmojis. And there's a Bitmoji app, and we're going to be talking about Snapchat and so forth on the third day. So we have lots to cover over the next 3 days. First, before we get into our article, I want to ask our panelists just about their own experiences using smartphones. And Linda, do you use an iPhone or do you use an Android device?
Well, I used to use an Android, but then I succumbed to the iPhone and I bought an iPhone.
Okay.
But I thought I'd give it a try. So I'm using an iPhone right now.
All right. And with the iPhone you have now, can you use this technology?
No, I don't have an iPhone X, but I do have an iPhone that uses the Touch ID.
All right, so you use one with the Touch ID. That's the same as mine. Do you like that?
It is convenient, but sometimes it isn't. But we'll talk about that later.
Okay. All right, well, I like the Touch ID, but sometimes it doesn't work as well as you would like. And there are other apps that use that feature as well, and I really like that. You know, you can just use your fingerprint to get into something instead of typing in those passwords that you always forget.
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually you have the computer or your phone remember them anyway, but it is nicer with the Touch ID. And Josh, do you use an Android device or an iPhone?
I use an Android device, but my wife uses an iPhone.
Okay, so with your Android device, do you have the Touch ID feature, or you type in the passcode, or what is yours?
My Android device does have the Touch ID feature, but I quite often find myself having to open it in like very awkward positions.
Yes.
While I'm handling other stuff and trying to take a picture at the same time. So
you're multitasking.
I'm multitasking, so I quite often use my passcode.
Yeah, I'm right in the same boat with you there. I often have to do that as well. Now, we're talking about the iPhone 10, or you can also refer to it as the iPhone X. And so you might hear us saying both during the programs today and tomorrow. Well, if you have your magazine, please open it up to page 10, and we'll have our first reading for today.
The Face of the Future. Stay informed with what's going on in the tech world. Are you okay with using your face to unlock your iPhone? Your passcode can be hacked, but your face is yours and yours alone. That's the thinking behind Apple's latest security measure, which is more high-tech and a bit more intimate than anything else on the market. With Face ID, owners of the company's new top-of-the-line iPhone X can unlock their phone, pay for products, and use mobile apps just by glancing at their device. According to Phil Schiller, Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing, Face ID is the future of how we unlock our smartphones and protect our sensitive information.
So we're asking a question here. Are you okay with using your face to unlock your iPhone? That's something you will have to answer, and we will discuss today and tomorrow. And we see here at the beginning that your passcode can be hacked. Now, I don't know anyone who this has happened to. I don't know about our panelists. Have you ever heard of someone's passcode being hacked?
Well, yes.
That you actually know. I mean, not just something you read. But
I mean, not as a criminal act, but just someone who I'm familiar with, a family member, might see the password and then get into my phone and do something, you know, something funny or
funny,
joke,
like post something on your Facebook wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember a coworker doing that to me, actually. Someone who is in this room.
Well, that's interesting. And Josh, how about you? Have you ever known someone who has, you know, their passcode has been hacked?
Well, I think too often people use their birthday as
yes.
their passcode and other things that's very easy to guess, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you know the person a little bit, you can guess what sort of things they would put in, because one thing that's difficult about passcodes is that you have to remember them.
That's right.
Right.
And that's not easy. And so you want to choose something that you won't forget.
Right.
So birthdays is a common one.
Birthdays. And so if you have, say, somebody in the office and you know their birthday and you try their phone when they're out looking, you might be able to unlock it.
Mm.
But we have heard stories of investigative branches like the FBI getting a phone from a criminal and then having to go through great lengths in order to be able to unlock it because they didn't know anything about that particular person and what their passcode might be. So they are safe to a certain extent.
But your face, well, it's yours and yours alone, right? Unless you're in a Mission Impossible movie where they can copy that, right?
Yeah, have there have that? Been other movies about people switching faces. Or,
that's true,
you know,
right.
Getting face of someone else.
But this article is going to tell us that according to Apple, and I guess the science behind this technology, that this is a much more secure way. And we'll talk more about that. And so this is the thinking behind Apple's latest security measure. And it's more high tech and a bit more intimate than anything else on the market. Now, why do they use the word intimate there?
Well, intimate means close or familiar. So this is something, I mean, it's your face, right? It's something that belongs to you.
Right, and that's, I think, what they mean by intimate there. It's something that's very personal to you.
Very personal, and in some ways, if your phone can recognize your face, then it's kind of, you know, getting to know you, being personal with you.
That's right, and this is called Face ID. That's what the feature is called, and of course, we've already talked about Touch ID, so this new feature is called Face ID, and people who have the new iPhone X will be able to use this. And how do they describe this new version of the iPhone, Linda?
It is the top of the line, which means it's the most expensive and usually the best product mm-hmm. that they have available.
All right. And it's quite expensive, too, right?
It is.
Because it's new, it's top of the line. And so you're able to unlock your phone by just glancing at the device. And I think that's an important word. If you glance at something, you just kind of briefly look at it, right? You don't stare into the phone forever.
Right. A glance is very much just a very quick look at something. So if you catch a glance at someone or give someone a glance, you just give them a very quick look.
Mm-hmm. And it's important because you want it to be quick, right? You don't want it to take a long time
mm-hmm.
to unlock the phone.
Exactly.
And what can you do as you unlock your phone, you can do other things as well, right?
Right. You can use it to pay for products. You can use it to download apps.
Mm-hmm. So you can do different things with it. And if you go to the Apple website, they'll tell you more information about, you know, how all of this works. And we'll mention some of that as well later. Well, we hear from Phil Schiller, who is the Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing at Apple. And what does he say, Josh?
Well, he says that Face ID is the future of how we unlock our smartphones and protect our sensitive information.
Okay. And, You know, I think Apple oftentimes sets trends, right? And so we'll see if this takes off, if other cell phone makers will make this a part of their, you know, cell phone, the cell phones that they make as well.
Right. We will see.
Yeah, wait and see. So that is kind of the opening remarks we have about the iPhone X. And you're probably wondering, well, how does this all work? What's the technology behind it? So in our next reading, we're going to dig into biometrics. Let's find out about that right now.
Biometrics. Biometric technology, which includes face, fingerprint, iris, and retina recognition identification systems, has been a hotbed of research this decade. With Apple's backing, the field just got its most high-profile boost yet, and could soon become the industry standard, even if many consumers aren't quite comfortable with the concept. Technologists tout a futuristic experience that is more secure than entering a passcode. They predict the technology could one day be used to unlock cars, withdraw money from ATMs, or enter connected homes. You can share your password. You can share your car keys. But you can't share your biometrics, said George Avitasov, chief executive of biometric security firm HyperCorp.
Biometrics. Maybe you've heard that word in some technology articles. What is biometrics, Josh?
Well, biometrics is, to kind of break down the word a little bit, when we see bio, that reminds of biology, that has to do with creatures, living beings. And metrics is a way of measuring something. So a metric is sort of whatever measure that you use in order to quantify or measure something. So here, biometrics are the ways that we measure certain aspects of the human body in specific, right? So, and they give us a couple of examples here. Your facial features, your fingerprints, I think is what most people are familiar with, but also your iris, and so the way that the iris is shaped, and also the retinal pattern. So the veins on the back of your eye also have a very unique shape that can be measured.
And that is the retina, the area of the back of the eye, and it receives the light and sends pictures of what the eye sees to the brain. And so biometrics actually, of course, is used in identifying individuals. Of course, we're talking about your face, and the phone is able to recognize you by your face, by the information it has stored inside the phone, which we'll get into more later. But this has been a hotbed of research. Biometric technology has been a hotbed of research.
So that's just referring to there being a lot of activity in this area. There's been a lot of research going on in this particular area of biometrics.
Right. And so it also has Apple's backing. In other words, Apple is backing this idea. They're supporting it. And they're using it, actually, of course, in their phones. Because of that, the field just got its most high-profile boost yet, Josh.
So when we talk about something being high-profile, it means that it's very well-known or well-respected. And here, to explain a little bit what they mean, is that so this biometric technology has been around for a while. People have looked into ways to doing retina scans, to, of course, also doing fingerprints, but that now that Apple is really integrating this into their top-of-the-line new iPhone, that it's really getting a high-profile boost, so a lot of people are talking about it and looking at incorporating it into their lives.
Right, and so as a result, it could become the industry standard, as we were talking about. You know, maybe other cell phone makers will be using this in the future.
Yeah, when we talk about industry standards, so we just means that in whatever given industry, everyone's kind of agreed that a certain thing will always be included. Like, for the longest time, the type of headphone jack that we would use on a cell phone or on a computer or any sort of like personal electronic items, was the industry standard was the little 3.5 millimeter plug. Apple has gotten rid of that in their new iPhones, but up until then, that really was the industry standard. So anybody who made any kind of electronic device would use that particular kind of plug, regardless of the brand.
Right. Well, it's interesting here at the end, it says, even if many consumers aren't quite comfortable with the concept at the end of that paragraph, it says that. So when they try out these new features, some people are like, wait, I don't like that. I don't want that. But it could still become the industry standard. Oftentimes people don't like change, but they catch up to it, right? And they realize, oh, it's okay, or this is normal now, right? And so that's the kind of phase this is in. You know, maybe when the Touch ID came out, I assume there were people who thought, oh, that's not a good idea, right? It's too risky, you know? Maybe it's not reliable. And so people will have to get used to this feature. Or get another phone that doesn't have the feature, right? So anyway, technologists tout a futuristic experience. And, you know, if you tout something, you're kind of promoting it or advertising it in a sense. So these people who are involved in technology, technologists, they're touting a futuristic experience that is actually what, Linda?
More secure than entering a password.
Okay, or passcode. So they're saying, hey, this is more secure. Everybody just, you know, be calm. It's going to be okay. That's what they say. And so we'll have to see if that's the case as more people use these phones. They predict the technology could one day be used to unlock cars. It says, Josh, you can maybe use it at an ATM.
Right. So not only do we use passcodes for our phones, but we use them for many other things. And some people even can use them in order to get into their cars, but certainly at an ATM or even to disarm the alarm on your house for people who have alarms. You need these passcodes. And here it's saying that in the future, we might have this really secure system set up where all you need is your own face and everything that you do will be instantly accessible, but also very secure.
Now, that does remind me of Mission Impossible or one of those kinds of movies, right? But it actually makes sense these days. As much technology as we have, it doesn't seem that far out of reach, right?
Exactly. And it does, I mean, when you think about it, it is safer or more secure, but it doesn't feel that way at first.
Right. It's something new, and it feels maybe invasive, right? It feels that, oh, maybe they're using my face now, and that's such a personal, you know, part of my body. People will recognize me very easily by that. Your thumbprint, of course, we know that, you know, fingerprints have been used for a long time to identify people, but, you know, with your phone, you may get used to that, but now moving to your face, that might be something that some will say, I don't want that, right? They don't feel that that is maybe something they want stored. Even though it's just in your phone, they may not want to go that route. Well, we hear from the chief executive of biometric security, from a biometric security firm. And what does he say, Linda?
He says, you can share your password, you can share your car keys, but you can't share your biometrics, which is very true.
Right. So you can't, you know, share your face with someone else. Or your, you know, fingerprints and so forth. So he's saying this is really secure. You know, someone can steal your password, they can steal your car keys, or you can share those things, but this you can't. So for that reason, it is secure. So, you know, before we go on to our next reading, I just want to get thoughts from our panelists. So far, what do you think? Josh, do you feel that this is, you know, going to be a trend for the future?
I'm sure that as time goes on, this will become more and more common. We'll see this become more and more accepted. Mm-hmm. So there certainly will be a trend that people push. I do know that there are a lot of people out there that are really invested in making this very easy and very secure, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there aren't still some privacy concerns that go with it, because with this level of information, also then means there is sort of a higher level of risk.
Right. And so, Linda, I don't know if you like using passwords a lot. Do you find this to be kind of like a relief that, oh, I don't have to enter a password every time? Or do you like the idea of just entering the password once and it stores it in the phone? Or are you totally okay with this technology?
Well, it does seem quite futuristic, but I can see how it would be more convenient than entering a passcode every time and maybe forgetting that passcode or having somebody steal it, you know, and breaking into whatever phone or house, you know, that uses that passcode. But I think it's going to become more and more common, as Josh mentioned.
Yeah, I think, you know, I'm okay with it as long as it doesn't lead to other things that you look back and say, oh, if we never had started this, this wouldn't have happened. But lots of things in life are like that, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so it's hard to say. You know, I guess if you can just use your thumbprint, maybe that's good enough in one sense. Why do you really have to have your face? But it's a nice feature. I'm all about convenience until it leads us in a really bad direction. So I can understand, why some people would have their reservations about it because of the nature of the technology, and maybe they see it as too intimate or too invasive. Well, in our last section today, our last reading, we're going to talk about Touch ID and some more, get some more information about the security features concerning the Face ID. So let's find out about that in our last reading for today.
With Touch ID, Apple's fingerprint technology, the chance that a random person could unlock your phone with his or her fingerprint is 1 in 50,000, Apple said. With Face ID, it's 1 in 1 million. Both systems store biometric data locally on the device rather than on a centralized server that could be targeted by hackers. That makes biometrics attractive from a privacy and security standpoint, Ivitasov said. Revenue for the biometric scan software industry is projected to reach $5.5 billion this year, with estimated growth of 5.2% annually for the next 5 years, according to a report from IDIS World.
Okay, so we've talked already about Touch ID. You simply program the phone with your fingerprint, and it knows your fingerprint, and of course you can open up the phone that way. Many are using that now. But we get some statistics here. And Josh is saying here, based on these stats, this information, I guess it's projected. They don't maybe know for sure. But it's saying basically that Face ID is much more secure.
Yeah, it's saying here that if you're using their Touch ID or the fingerprint system, that fingerprints may not be quite as unique as people were anticipating, and there may also be some limitations with the sensor itself that might get some false positives, but that there's a 1 in 50,000 chance that somebody else might be able to open up your device, even if they aren't using your fingerprint, which is still pretty small.
Yeah.
But that even that is nothing compared to Face ID, that their security system with Face ID is robust and secure enough that it's 1 in a million is the chance that somebody else will be able to use their face to unlock your phone.
And they state this as a fact, right? So I guess they've done a lot of research. And, you know, I mentioned earlier, maybe they don't know for sure, but it looks pretty certain here as we look at it. This is what they're thinking. But the basic statement here is, I think, that from their perspective anyway, that Face ID is much more secure.
Actually, looking at these statistics, I'm a little surprised because I am under that impression that our fingerprints, you know, we've been told all along that our fingerprints are so unique, it's one of a kind. And so this number, it seems, well, to me is a little surprising because 1 in 50,000, even though it's, you know, that's still, you know, a lot, but it's, to me, I would think that people wouldn't be able to unlock the phone because it should have my fingerprint, you know?
Right, yeah, I see what you mean. Maybe the phone can mistake your, or someone else's face for yours or whatever, but your fingerprint, they wouldn't be able to. But I guess maybe we're wrong.
Josh did mention the limitations of the sensors, so we have to take that into consideration as well.
And of course, you can't ignore the fact that if somebody stole your phone and then forced you to press the button, they could still unlock your phone. And that's way less than $150,000.
Oh, true. Good point. You've watched too many movies.
Too many movies.
Well, both systems, they actually store biometric data locally on the device rather than on a centralized server, which is good. It's there. It's in the phone, but they don't store it somewhere else in a server. And because those could be targeted by hackers, those servers. That makes biometrics attractive from a privacy and security standpoint. And this is, again, according to Mr. Vitasov. He, of course, is the chief executive of that biometric security firm we were talking about earlier. And then what about the money? How much money is all of this biometrics software? How much money is involved? Revenue for the biometric scan software industry is projected to reach $5.5 billion this year. So if you're thinking of, an industry to get involved with, maybe this is something you should think about. I don't know. And it's expected to grow, 5.2% annually for the next 5 years. This is according to a report from IBIS World, which is a global business intelligence leader specializing in industry market research. So they have a lot of information on this subject. Well, we are just about out of time. Thank you for joining us for day one of our technology article. And if you have time between now and tomorrow, we invite you to check out our Topic Talks videos. Just simply scan the QR code there at the top of page 10 or go onto our website at studioclassroom.com where you can view them there as well. Well, panelists, we hope you will join us again tomorrow, will you?
Sure.
I'd be happy to.
All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us for today's technology article, and come back tomorrow for day two. Until then, this is Brandon,
Linda,
and Josh
saying goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.